there was questions I asked that I wasn't comfortable with.
As she left the federal courthouse, Martha Schaffner said she was uncomfortable with some of the questions that had been asked by Judge Leon Holmes. During the hearing, he asked if she understood the terms of her plea, and she said yes. He asked if she took the money, and she said yes, but that it was offered. She did not demand it. Schaffner also said she didn't intentionally direct much of Arkansas's bond business to a single broker because of the cash payments, which totaled more than $36,000, because that conflicted with what prosecutors allege. Judge Holmes said he could not accept Schaffner's plea. U.S. Attorney Chris Thayer.
I can't comment on what was going through her mind today. At one level, I'm certainly disappointed that the plea didn't go through today, because I certainly anticipated that it would. On another level, I'm not disappointed. I mean, I truly believe that everyone is entitled to a trial. And so if that's what this case calls for, then that's what we intend to do is to have a trial.
A grand jury will first have to consider the case, and Thayer says additional charges will also be filed. Schaffner's attorney, Chuck Banks, said he was also caught off guard by what happened in court.
I was surprised, but I'm pleased with the court's inquiry. I'm pleased with her decision. I know she's very embarrassed about all this, but this is an opportunity for her to continue to exercise her constitutional right to test the proof, and so we'll go from there. We'll probably have something more to say tomorrow.
Under the plea deal that was rejected, Schaffner could have faced a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.